thank you, Jesus, for coming down from heaven and saving my old wretched soul from the flames of hell. And oh yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. For after he saved my old wretched soul, and then he chosen my earthen vessel unto himself to bear his name before the kings, the Gentiles, and to the children of Israel. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy name. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For we know that Jesus is the Lord. Yahweh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the grace of God which you gave us in your Son through the faith that we were crucified with him. I pray that we will be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and in all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let all those that have found their way hid in Christ say, Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. And as always, I must first give thanks to God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, for we can do nothing separate from him. And oh yeah, we give thanks this morning to God for the few of you that have tuned in by internet and by radio. For many are called, but a few are chosen. The Bible also tells us that his sheep hear his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. What a wonderful time to be dead and our lives hid with Christ in God. Oh, truly it's a blessing to once again be about the Father's business. David said, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And I'm also truly grateful and thankful this morning that the Lord has truly blessed me with the bloodline and the calling. He has truly brought me out of the ashes of the bywords that has been bestowed on me and brought unto me the true revelation as to whose I am. Oh, I know for certainty that I'm not colored, I'm not a Negro, I'm not black, I'm not African American, but I'm a Hebrew Israelite. Hebrew Israelite. I'm from the tribe of Judah and the offspring of David. I know whose I am. Oh, bless his name this morning for revealing that truth unto me. And let those whom can understand, those that can hear, let them hear, and let them also understand. And as usual, if you have your Bibles, Turn your Bibles this morning to Ephesians chapter 3. And once again, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to bring us out of the darkness of religion. Oh, this is his goal. For the Spirit of the Lord said, come out from amongst them. Be ye separate, said the Lord. Come out from amongst them that preach not this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified, that you must die in order for you to live. Ephesians chapter 3, and the Holy Spirit said to Brother Paul, for this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the disposition of grace of God, which is given me to you, word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me who am less than the least of all saints, in this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he proposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy name. Last week, the Spirit of the Lord, he spoke to us from the book of Habakkuk. And in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 2 and 3, the Spirit of the Lord answered Habakkuk's prayer request and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision, the revelation, is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. You see, this revelation of vision, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should also be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. You see, this vision, this revelation was revealed unto Paul, this mystery, this unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. And Paul was called by the Lord God Almighty to make all men see what is this fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, whom created all things by Jesus Christ. You see, this mystery is the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified. And this is the vision that was hid for ages. And though it tarried, the Holy Spirit said it was yet set forth for appointed time. And what the Bible said, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. The revelation of Jesus Christ and him crucified, the Spirit of the Lord declares unto us, rise and shine, for thy light has come, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. And Brother Paul said, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. And Brother Paul also said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe it, and to the Jews first, and also the Gentiles. He tells us, for therein is righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, and declares. Paul also shared with us that for other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, declares. And the Spirit of the Lord also said through Brother Paul, for God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14 declares. You see, Brother Paul refused to be like the false teachers of his day and those of this day that are not truly concerned about the salvation of the people, nor are they concerned about even serving God. They just want bragging rights about their salesmanship in order to rob the people of their money. Paul reminds them and now reminds us that the gospel of the kingdom was not of human knowledge. So Paul knew that he could not call attention to himself. The gospel is not mere entertainment. Paul had a simple mission, as though we, his true messengers, have a simple mission, and that mission is to deliver Christ's message to the people so their faith is to be based on God's power and not upon human knowledge. You see, Jesus said, the hour was come that the Son of Man should be glorified. And he goes on to say, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. You see, we are that wheat of corn that must fall into the ground and die, or else we abide alone. Jesus goes on to tell us that he that loved his life shall lose it, and he that hated his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. The Bible lets us know also, Jesus said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. He tells us that if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. You know, we find that why is it so difficult or why the religious leaders